Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As the standoff in Wisconsin enters its eighth day today, organized labor in Massachusetts shows its solidarity with union members in Wisconsin in rallies in Boston and Springfield. The standoff there raises the question here as to whether a Wisconsin-style union controversy could come to Massachusetts. To consider that this morning, we turn to labor expert Barry Bluestone, dean of the School of Public Policy and Urban Affairs at Northeastern University. Professor Bluestone, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Good morning.
Barry, politically in Massachusetts, there doesn't seem to be much of a chance of a Wisconsin-like dispute occurring between Massachusetts politicians and organized labor here, organized labor representing public employees, is there?
I don't think so. I mean, what's happening in Wisconsin is a very conservative Republican governor who literally wants to destroy the public unions, at least those that have supported his opponents in the Democratic Party. Here we have, a legislature, we have a governor, we have mayors who are generally pro-union, but they want to be able to work with their unions to deal with the fiscal crisis that we have in the state and we have in most of our cities and towns.
On that very subject, union leaders in Massachusetts might be at odds with state lawmakers in coming weeks, though, as the lawmakers consider a plan by Governor Patrick to cut health care costs for Massachusetts cities and towns, a plan that would involve unions.
No doubt there will be battles, negotiations over how we're going to cut costs of the public sector, cities and towns. And this will be over health care and how much union members, public union members, will have to pay for it. It will be around pension reform. But what I would hope would happen here is that we can find a new starting point for labor management relations in the public sector. It begins with the union and management sitting down and thinking about what are their real interests, rather than starting with, these are our demands, give in or we fight. Traditionally, we've thought of unions as defending their members against everyone else. And I think we're getting to a point where at least some of the unions, the Mass Teachers Association for one, are realizing that they have to rebuild the trust they once had with the taxpayer, with the citizen, with the parent, and they're willing to sit down and really think about how does the union help make public services more effective, more efficient.
So the relationship between management, in this case cities and towns and the state, and public unions is evolving in Massachusetts.
I think it is. You'll see, for example, in the city of Brockton, the union there, the teachers union there, began with interest-based bargaining, where they talked about how can we make the schools better at the same time we take care of our teachers and other staff. We now see some of the fastest rising MCAS scores in that city because of the new relationship between the union and the city.
Why are things different here than elsewhere? Why are things different here than in Wisconsin?
Well, I think we've had better leadership, better political leadership, and in some cases, in some of our unions, better union leadership. Paul Toner, the new president of the Mass Teachers Association, has been talking about how do we make our schools better? What reforms do we need to have in the schools so that not only are our members better off in the long run, but we're really doing a better and better job of teaching our kids and closing the gap between the best schools and the worst schools in the state, as the governor is trying to do.
But at the same time, there is growing public anxiety in Massachusetts. You can sense it about the cost of public employee labor unions and about the benefits they receive.
Well, if you look at the data, you'll see that on average, public employees in Massachusetts are not paid much more than equivalent private sector workers. They're doing a little bit better in terms of their health care benefits, and their pensions are a little bit better. But what I really think bothers the taxpayers, it bothers me, is when you see the abuses that sometimes come up in the firefighters or the police or the teachers union, the appearance of not being concerned about the quality of services offered. We now have to talk about collaboration and cooperation in this fiscal crisis so that the union, the public union, is as interested in improving efficiency and effectiveness, as interested in improving quality of services, as interested in innovation in the way those public services are offered as management. If we could get to that point, you'd see great support
Barry Bluestone, Dean of the School of Public Policy and Urban Affairs at Northeastern University, also Director of the Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy. Barry Bluestone, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.